Hello, welcome to another Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio. I'm the Codfather, and I've got some hard and heavy stuff this week for you. It's not for the faint-hearted, you know, so join me as I pay homage to the bands and artists that play under the mainstream radar. Playing music that matters. Please feel free to contact me via all the usual options. You can email thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. You can tweet me at SmileRadio3 or Instagram at thecodfatherdj or at SmileRadio3. So kicking off today's show, we've got Florence Black. They formed in South Wales back in 2013. Since releasing their Florence Black EP in 2016, they've really gained momentum and caught the eyes and ears of AC/DC's Brian Johnson, Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm. They've had airplay on Radio 2, and after a UK tour, they did their first major festival in Scandinavia with Kasabian, this cementing them as one of the most powerful trios around with their high-energy live act. And they're also gigging with the Virgin Marys, a band we have played on the show, at the Parish, Huddersfield, on February the 13th. This is Smoke.
We'll be right back.
Oh, a bit of anger there from Battalions, and that was Forever Marching Backwards. We call it down-tuned heavy rock there with extreme vocals. Certainly not recommended for people with pacemakers. They're a four-piece from Hull, and they describe themselves as slimy and soulful. Oh, am I to disagree? Really like that track. Right, up next we have hardcore American icons Gorilla Biscuits, who were formed in the late 80s and took their name from the street term for Quaaludes. The Biscuits played their final gig together in 1992. This is Start Today.
Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He steered to the captain to turn around his rig, but captain spied his madness and they trapped him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the pranks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A yard below the ship, I say to Nick, my master, I will get you chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard below the ship, I say to Nick, my master, I will get you chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard below the ship, I say to Nick, my master, I will get you chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard below the ship, I say to Nick, my master, I got you chip.
Whoa. Me and Nathan just been doing a jig around the studio there. Fantastic. That was the Real McKenzies and Chip, a band that can actually boast a 25-year musical career. And it's certainly a talented troupe, I would say, of minstrel storytellers and first-class entertainers, led by the punk rock poet laureate himself, Paul McKenzie. I absolutely love that. Right, next we go to Time Shifters, hailing from Prague, wild and loud and genuine old school punk rock band. The four piece are fronted by female she-demon Kadja, and she really complements the band with their powerful soulful vocals. This is No Soul Man.
We'll be right back.
That was Bad Wave and Turnstile. Very gritty punk metal from Baltimore. They've actually been active since 2010. Right, on we go. We have The Oppressed, a band who began their infamous career back in the early 80s. The band's Roddy Moreno actually formed Oi Records, a short-lived but highly influential label that served as an outlet for The Oppressed music. The group disbanded in 2000, and as Moreno actually became more involved with Sharp, or Skinheads Against Racial Prejudice. They did reform, releasing much of their old material, and I actually think this song is very topical at the moment. This is Same Old Story. You're listening to The Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
Down. The tour is gone, the wallet's gone, and the rest of us.
That was Against Me with Baby I'm an Anarchist. Anarchism is always welcome on the show. Right, just a quick thanks to all who have subscribed to the podcast. Teresa, Dave, Joe, John, and many others. If you haven't, go check it out. That's www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com or pop over to the website, thecodfatherdj.com. Right, I've got another band from my hometown of Hull, a three-piece experimental metal band, whose primary aim is to do what they want, an attitude which can be observed in their very hectic live sets. The Loud and Proud, this is 99% Cobra with Leopard Print Princess. No, we're not. I need to put the a bit of trippy hardcore next. Slam from the Abbots, an American four-piece, and this is called Casualties. Have we? What we got next then? What we got next? Have we played Casualties? Are you sure? You must have done. Here we go then. A Thriller in Manila next. Alternative indie rockers, Angulo. And this is their first ever single, Best Mistake.
Tragedy of our lives, slowly sinking in my
Right, we're back on track. I remember where we are now. I've been taking my tablets. That was, again, from the Philippines. That was Fast Pitch and Breathe, alternative metalers there. They actually won the Nokia Breakthrough Artist Award back in 2008. So there you go. Right, moving on. I've got Wicker Phase Springs Eternal. This is the goth boy clique phenomenon. And is the genre-shrugging project of Pennsylvania singer-songwriter Adam McElwee, that's an unusual name, to MCLLWEE. With his roots in witch house and rap culture, Wicker Phase is a shape-shifting sound unified by vivid aesthetics, so he tells me. This is Just On Time, you're listening to The Codfather's Alternative Jukebox.
Trapped inside my own mouth. Yeah.
Well, that was London-based trio Little Barry, blending hard rock with blues and soul there. That was the soundtrack from Better Call Saul. The first album, We Are Little Barry, was actually produced by indie pop legend Edwin Collins. Right, a Codfather fave next, bluesy punk duo The Kills with Monkey 23. Nathan slapping me again, I keep mixing my words up again. Sound effects was rubbish there. Vocalist for the Kills is Alison Mossart. She's been on the show before as she provided the vocals for Jack White's supergroup, The Dead Weather. This is Monkey 23. Nice and mellow there. Right, it's that time again to say goodbye. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Remember, if you like what you hear, please spread the word. Share it on your social media. If you're an original artist or band and you would like it to be considered for the playlist, send me an email to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. As always, a big thank you to the production team, Nathan Downs, Dr. Haynes and Susie, and of course Smile Radio, and you for listening. Playing out today from Hastings, that's the place, not the insurance company, by the way. Adrenaline-fueled punk rock outfit made of ace. Oh, literally, they will kick you in the kahunas. The four-piece consists of the Elliott sisters, Abby, Anna, Alison and Amy. This is their 2014 YouTube hit, Bone Death. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week.